William Blake was important.
Oh, William Blake, I call him my spirit guide because he was just this phenomenal imagination and pictorial artist who was all alone. I mean, he doesn't belong to any group or any school of thought or any university or whatever. In 1790, he is writing things that just are bedazzling, just knock you over. His interpretation of the struggle within religion and so forth. The literary world didn't know what to do with him. You know, he was publishing a lot right at the end of the 18th century. Some of his things are in the late 1780s and then the 1790s and then into the 1800s. But he certainly doesn't fit in with the world of 18th century literature, which is like Alexander Pope and people like that that are writing in couplets, you know, 6-foot couplets. Goodness gracious, he's nowhere near that. And he's an artist and an engraver. His art is singular. It just stands for himself. But he created this world. It's really based on psychology because, as he pointed out in one of his later books called Milton, the grand epic and central truth of Western civilization up until that time had been Christianity. And Milton had used that as his unifying theme, and it was used up. We couldn't use that anymore. Okay, so now what are we going to do with our new awareness of the world? So he really created his epics based on psychology. There are different elements like the emotion, the reason, or analytic ability. You know, they were actually characters in his grand epic poems. Most of us know him for Songs of Innocence and Songs of Experience, which are just little quatrains or just written in the simplest of what you call common meter, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But they're anything but simple. They are loaded. You take a poem like London, 3-4-line verses. It packs so much in about Western civilization.